The Obama administration is working to end a trade embargo and increase trade with Cuba, and many think U.S. agriculture would stand to gain a great deal from that improved relationship. U.S. agricultural stakeholders said on Wednesday that they think improved trade between the two countries would be a mutually beneficial relationship. Paul Johnson is the co-chair of the U.S. Agriculture Coalition for Cuba, and he says agriculture can improve relations with Cuba in a way that no other economic category can.
An agricultural relationship impacts everyone's lives. While the current political goals of increasing tourism or improving the entrepreneurial sector of Cuban civil society is good, it does not impact every Cuban like agriculture does. Not every Cuban can own their own business. Not every tourist will encounter every Cuban. But agriculture will fortify our relationship and allow it to grow productively, competitively, and collectively.
National Association of Wheat Growers President and Washington wheat farmer Brett Blankenship says the trade embargo is simply not punishing the intended party.
Unilateral embargoes only hurt the people doing the embargo, and that's what we've been faced with. We may have inconvenienced the Cuban government some, but we've held back providing American wheat to the Cuban people. But more importantly, we've hurt American farmers and denied them the opportunity for this export market.
A better trading relationship could also help Cuban agriculture catch up after lagging behind in agricultural advances during the Castro family's leadership, advocates say. U.S. Grains Council President and CEO Tom Slate says improved trade could help Cuba in all aspects of the supply chain.
For us in particular, from U.S. Grains Council point of view, grain handling and storage is a critical need right now. Production technology, you know, production technology, whether that be in grain, in poultry, in dairy, in pork, whatever that might be.
The USACC is a grouping of more than 100 state and national agricultural organizations and companies seeking to expand trade with Cuba, which lies just 90 miles from the coast of the U.S. Many on Capitol Hill have been hesitant to do so because of Cuba's current form of communist government. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.